Good morning, everyone. This is Keith Rogers filling in for Mr. James Fetzer here on RBN's Authentic News. Thanks for joining us today, and again for RBN to have me back on here again. But RBN is running a special this year. It's to start off the New Year's here. It's the New Year Rebel Made Man Rabble Raiser. And if you're interested there to help kick off the new year with RBN's Rebel Man Made Rabble Raiser, you can participate by calling 1-800-724-2719 and leave a gift of $250 or more. The lucky winner of the Rabble Raiser will receive a package gift containing a Confederate battle flag quilt, an RBN mug, a t-shirt, business cards, and bumper stickers, and the winner will be determined at the end of January 2024. If we make it to that time, I guess today's news is not looking too good. But anyway, I set up a show here for you. It's getting a little bit off of the regular straight news that you're used to hearing there, because we're at a precipice right now of what's going on in the world. I'll get into some of that later on here, but I'm going to start here with quoting something here from Huxley there, where he said there will be in the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude. Making the people love their servitude, or producing a dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind, painless concentration camp for the entire societies. If you've listened to Harari from the WEF, that's basically what he's saying, too, that most people will sit around sedated on SSRIs and playing video games. But anyway, and of course, no one's working. Everything is being replaced with AI and everything. But because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by those pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution, the great deception. So, you know, over the last 2 years here, I have been studying, and of course, New York Times and the Washington Compost says, do not do your own research. Well, I'm a rebel, so I do my own research. So, with that there, I'm going to start off today's show with saying, why is the Ukraine so important? And with that, I want to play the first clip there called 2009, if you could, please.
One of the most interesting stories that happened recently was in Los Angeles with a Mr. Joe Moshe, M-O-S-H-E, which people can Google and find themselves. On Thursday, he was surrounded by a SWAT team after he had called in last week to Dr. Truat's show on Republic Broadcasting, and called in asking if there was a state's attorney or someone he could give evidence to, because he was apparently a biological scientist with a dual citizenship in Israel. And he had evidence that the Baxter had a Ukraine lab actually not making a vaccine, but making a bioweapon that was going to cause a plague when the vaccine was released. Now, of course, True didn't believe him at first, but what happened is immediately after, the next day, a SWAT team, literally an army, surrounded his Volkswagen Beetle in West Los Angeles. They hit his car four times with pepper cannons, and then they sent in a robot after he just sat in the car, and apparently they were surprised that he didn't kind of cough and choke and come out. They sent in a robot to break a back window, and they tasered him and hauled him out through the windows. apparently because of his dual citizenship, he got extradited to Israel, and we haven't heard from him since, but it's just one of the many things that are going on right now in terms of what's happening. But we have very good evidence now that HHS Secretary Sebelius is trying to sidestep and get...
All right. So that was a clip from 2009 that was played and picked up and called in on RBN. And I want to go right back to 2009 again with a killer outbreak over there in Ukraine. And again, if you could play that to 2 minutes and 9 seconds here.
All right, guys, Ozzy Kozak here.
It's clip two.
Now, this video is banned from everywhere. Banned from YouTube, banned from all social media platforms.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of those truth bomb videos. Very.
Yeah, if you want to go to two first.
All right, guys, Ozzy Kozak here. Now, this video is banned from everywhere. Banned from YouTube, banned...
Really? Well, no problem. I'll send you the one I want here over in Skype. Yeah. Okay.
One atoms of panic throughout Western Ukraine continues its seemingly unstoppable march. Only the fevered speculation of where it came from is spreading faster than the illness. Igor Grodnev reports tonight from Western Ukraine.
1.5 million have been infected. Tens of thousands more fall ill every day. More than 300 people, many of them with no previous health problems, are dead.
There is a high population density and internal migration in the Ukraine, and this creates a greater risk for our country.
But the rapid spread of disease has given rise to rumors, finger-pointing, and conspiracy theories. Doctors in Western Ukraine have told of postmortems where the lungs of the victims were said to be as black as charcoal, comparing the symptoms to the Spanish flu, which wiped out millions in 1918. Others even believe a pneumonic plague is to blame for the high death toll. Another theory causing a frenzy on the internet links the outbreak to deliberate mass spraying of chemicals by planes over Kiev. Local newspapers reported hundreds of eyewitness accounts suggesting this. And then there are those who claim the epidemic was engineered by pharmaceutical companies.
When you look at what's happening in Ukraine, and the fact is that this may be a mutation of H1N1, autopsies being performed are showing that the victim's lungs are pitch black. The research in the H1N1, we can trace it back to basically, it should be called the Jurassic flu. The DNA of a woman who died of the 1918 Spanish flu, the 1918 pandemic, was recovered from her corpse. The DNA was used to recreate this virus.
The World Health Organization denies that this is anything but ordinary swine flu, but warns that the situation remains critical.
This is a virus which everyone is susceptible to, and we don't know in whom it will cause severe disease and in whom it might just cause mild disease. So everyone needs to take a precaution against this disease.
All right, so that was Wayne Madison. He has a webpage up that gives you more history about that slice and dice of that corpse that they did up north and how they sent it off to all these bio labs to be engineered, I guess you call it. It takes a couple of Tylenol and pain. Anyway, my next one here, this is from the captured areas over there in the eastern Ukraine. There's about 3 or 4 bio labs over there, and this is the Ossie Kuzak over there. And if you can start playing that and stop that at about 3 minutes and 15 seconds, please.
All right, guys, Ozzy Kozak here. Now, this video is banned from everywhere. Banned from YouTube, banned from all social media platforms. It's one of those truth bomb videos. Very, very uncomfortable revelations for NATO, for the Americans, and for the people behind the biolabs in Ukraine. Now, the paper trail, which we're going to reveal here today, leads actually back to Australia. So we've got documents which the Russian military have actually released, so they've captured these documents through the course of their campaign, and they've released these documents. Now, the first document on screen, check it out. This is a document that's addressed to the Victorian Infectious Reference Laboratory, the Doherty Institute. And it's coming from a Ukrainian organization, which is very interesting because it's linked to the Ukrainian government, and it's linked to these biolabs, which are funded by NATO. Now, if you have a look, it actually shows who the document's going to. I have a look on screen now. I'm not going to dox this person, but you can see the details there. There's a phone number. There's an address in Melbourne. Very, very interesting. Please don't harass this person. She's probably a nice lady. Maybe she's not. Who knows? But I'm certainly not doxing her. I'm just giving it, you know, it is what it is. Now, here we go again. The center, the exporter. So what they've done is from Ukraine, from this biological weapons research laboratory, they've actually exported some very suspicious materials. It's called образцы материалов сыворотка крови человека. Криососуды. What does that mean? You know? I'm asking my wife. Сыворотка крови. Something to do with blood. So blood samples. Something to do with blood. Some kind of human blood samples. Right, why would they need them all the way from Ukraine? Obviously, they come from this biolab where they're doing these experiments. Now, don't forget, the stuff that went down in this biolab, it's illegal in the West. That's why they opened these biological weapons factories in Ukraine. Now, what's interesting here, guys, is that the person who is the receiver, or the one who's, you know, receiving these samples from Ukrainian biological weapons factories, laboratories, the person's name is Suellen Nicholson. There you go. There's her Facebook. Right, there's, and look what it says. Look what it says. I'm experienced in leadership, laboratory, and project management, as well as over 30 years of serology experience. I'm a senior medical scientist heading the infectious diseases serology laboratory, including state HIV reference laboratory, World Health Organization, Western Pacific Regional Reference Laboratory for Measles, Rubella, and World Health Organization Viral Hepatitis Collaborating Center at the Victorian Infectious Diseases Reference Laboratory at the Doherty Institute. What a mouthful. Now, that's just ringing alarm bells everywhere. I'm no expert in this field, but I can tell you something. Something smells off here. Something is very, very dodgy about what's going on. Now.
Okay. So he was presenting a bunch of documents that were all signed. There's a bunch of cross links to the United States and like that back and forth. And then, of course, down to Australia. And you know what they did with their lockdowns and stuff down in Australia. So that brings us to, and again, I'm just running in the last 2 years here. Hopefully we'll start out a new year without this crap. But anyway. So now I want to go to Jeffrey Sachs, who's talking with Max Blumenthal from The Lancet there. And if you could play that 1 minute, 50 seconds, I'd appreciate it.
Well, you, Professor Jeffrey Sachs, you are the chair of Lancet's COVID-19 commission. And recently in Spain, you commented that you believed that that COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 originated due to blunders of U.S. biotech. I wonder if you could expand on that and discuss the role of the EcoHealth Alliance, which was a channel for USAID and Pentagon DARPA funding to the Wuhan Institutes of Virology, which remains a key culprit in the origins of COVID.
Yeah, basically the virus SARS-CoV-2 that causes COVID-19 disease is a sarbecovirus, a bat virus that is also called a SARS-like virus because it's the same subgenus as the virus that caused the SARS outbreak in 2003-2004. But there's a piece of the genome of this virus that makes it really infectious. And that is called the cleavage site that sits on the spike protein that we all learned about and that allows the spike protein to be cleaved or divided and thereby enter human cells much more easily. SARS does not have this kind of cleavage site. SARS-CoV-2 is the only virus of this bat family, sarbecovirus family, or SARS-like virus family, that has a proteolytic cleavage site. And the specific cleavage site is called the furin cleavage site. And it's four amino acids that make this thing so.
All right. On top of that, from PubMed, you all remember the so-called shortage of chicken eggs. Anyway, so there was supposed to be an egg shortage, and eggs shot up to some like $10 a dozen and stuff. Anyway, from PubMed, it says chicken egg yolk antibodies, the IGYS, block the binding of the multiple SARS-CoV-2 spike protein variants to human ACE2. So there's your shortage reason, is they didn't want to block that. They wanted it to bind. So with that, we'll go to the 46-second video, which talks about the cleavage site. Oh, 36, sorry.
It holds it together, and it allows it to stay 100% in that structure that's present on the surface of the virus.
The shape of the coronavirus spike protein before the virus meets our cells is what triggers the most protective antibody response. So Keith must make the spike protein in the lab, locking it into exactly the same shape by adding another protein that acts a bit like a clamp. And that protein is a tiny fragment of HIV.
All right. Now, if you Google or whatever browser you use now, you can see that there's a sudden rise in autoimmune diseases. And, of course, a lot of it's being blamed on diet, probably climate change and whatever else like that, you know. But you can pass this off, too, with the current LGBT agenda, where this is being all through schools. Of course, you know, they're vaccinating children, everything like that, you know. They're vaccinating everyone, and of course, the rise in AIDS is coming up. So there's a possible link there. And the other last link I just sent you is E. Michael Jones, who is talking several months ago about the Wuhan lab. So if you could play that one, please.
Hello. Welcome to another EMJ Live. It's Friday afternoon. It's a rainy April day in South Bend, Indiana, when everything is turning green. And we're going to talk today about one of my favorite topics, which is Jewish privilege. Let's begin with a story. I told you so story. When the COVID crisis broke, it broke around the same time that there was a scandal at Harvard University. The head of the chemistry department, Professor Lieber at Harvard University, was arrested for being a secret agent of the Chinese government, getting $50,000 under the table every month. Also, he was crucially connected with a group of people in the Chinese army. They called themselves students, but they weren't. They were soldiers in the Chinese army. They were working for him, and they were also smuggling out vials of God knows what toxic stuff in their socks before they got stopped at the airport. Okay, I said then that Dr. Lieber had Jewish privilege and that nothing would happen, and I was right. The trial was just completed. Lieber was sentenced to time served, which was 2 days. 2 days in some type of confinement. He's going to have to pay a fine of $80,000 after receiving, for God knows how many months, $50,000 a month from the Chinese government. And that's pretty much it. Well, wait a minute. What about all the questions about Wuhan? We now know that this bioweapon was created in Wuhan. He had direct connections with Wuhan. Can we sue him for the damages coming from COVID? Well, nothing's going to happen here. Sorry, He's got Jewish privilege, so he's not going to go to jail. If you want to send someone to jail, pick a Catholic pro-lifer.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Welcome back to Authentic News here on RBN. This is Keith Rogers filling in for Mr. Fetzer there. I heard he's out getting a new personality. I'm kidding. Got to pick on the elderly, you know. Anyway, spinning off of what E. Michael Jones was saying there, it brings you to an article from Forward.com, and it's called A Jew in Mao's China, and it says, until I saw the documentary The Revolutionary at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival, I mistakenly thought that China, during the revolutionary period, was one country that had not felt the Jewish embrace. In fact, 85 to 90% of the foreigners helping the communist Chinese, helping the Chinese at the time of the communist takeover were Jewish. You could finish that article again. It's called A Jew in Mao's China there, but it goes on to talk about the pivotal roles and who was being played. And, of course, this was being sent by then the U.S. Army. So And I know another thing that we're always hearing about is neocons and stuff. There's an article over there on Haaretz, which says white man's burden. It says in the course of the past year, a new belief has emerged in the town. The belief was in the war against Iraq that the ardent faith was disseminated by a small group of 25 to 30% of neoconservatives, almost all of them Jewish. Again, I'm not picking on Jewish, and I'm picking on the bad, which I have a video for that here later on, which is kind of a laugh here. But anyway, so what we're seeing here is a trend of these biolabs and linked back and forth through the different governments, biolabs, which even go clear back into Germany to BioNTech. And, of course, you're not supposed to do any of your own research. You're just supposed to trust the science, not to exclude the fact that Fauci got a $1 million prize for science from Israel. And you could even go back further on that when Robert Malone had talked about he received a call from Wuhan and was told to spin up his team. And he says that was late 2019. And yet in November of 2019, Israel was warned by the U.S. intelligence agencies of the leak. And you can also research that. But anyway, a lot of this was all set up. We know that the U.S. financial system was in basic collapse. It has been for decades. Savings and loan, UBBI scandals, the bank bailouts, bail-ins, the robbing of the Social Security for these wars, the pensions, the 401ks stolen, investments stolen, and now we've got new the bank bailouts with the Silicon Valley Bank, the Sam Bankman-Fried. This whole financial system is about to collapse, so they needed a fusion into the banking system, and that's what your CARES 2 package did. You can research that and see exactly where the money went in each state. It went mostly to banks and corporations, and this was to keep the U.S. going or keep it afloat. And now we're at the point now where we have Yellen saying, oh, we can afford two wars and stuff, but where's this money coming from? Especially when you look at the amount of money as the immigrants are soaking that up, the amount of money going to Israel and the amount of money going to Ukraine. And, of course, you can read up on the Ukraine where it says there's a leaked report that the Jews, in fact, were Khazars with a reverse immigration plan to go to the Ukraine. So maybe a lot of this is related to mowing the lawn over there to be able to make room, because we have Henry Kissinger, who, the late Henry Kissinger, who had said that Israel would cease to exist in 10 years, as well as Ehud Barak, which said that Israel was coming up upon its last, I think it was 85 years, that most Jewish so-called kingdoms only last about 80 years. And there was something that needed to be changed really fast. And I think this is why we're seeing this October 7th deal with Hamas and the full stand down and the rampant lies about Hamas with the raping of women and beheading children and stuff. And all this has been confirmed in Israeli papers. And I'm wondering, recently the Israeli papers are even commenting on this more, is I think they want to get Netanyahu out of there because, as you know, he's facing charges himself there, let alone for what he was doing, having to fight with his own people with their Supreme Court decisions, where he was basically trying to usurp the Supreme Court, probably keep himself out of jail. But it's no different than Ukraine, because Ukraine's the most corrupt country in Europe. That was brought out on The Guardian. So this just goes on and on. And what's sad about it is like the plight in Gaza right now is so many people don't have any regard for human life. Got a break here, so we'll be right back, and we'll continue.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Sure. Now I find a genuine, I'll open up the doors.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for all
the Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Authentic News with Keith Rogers filling in for James Setzer. Jimmy Dore had played a video here a couple weeks back, which highlighted Bibi Netanyahu, where it was different clips from different years, but each one of them is where he said you needed to take out Saddam, Assad, Gaddafi, you know, and this goes along with General Wesley Clark, 7 countries in 5 years, back to the neocon thing there. But one thing that's interesting about that is in about 2010, I watched a video. It was in Russia. It was a panel meeting type thing, about 5 or 6 guys there talking there. And there's this silver-haired guy that was, I don't know if he was former Mossad or if he was current Mossad. I heard he passed away in 2012. Condolences to the family. But anyway, the video, he said, the minute the United States turns its attention to Taiwan, it will lose the entire Middle East. And then he said with great emphasis, I'm telling you, they'll lose the entire Middle East. And I think that's what we're seeing now. Currently, we have the United States being served eviction notices, via drone, that is, in Syria and Iraq, both areas which are illegal occupying, stealing oil and stuff, you know. We have the buildup of the Houthis down there, which the U.S. had been supporting the Saudi Arabian war against the Houthis there by proxy. And, I mean, the whole thing's about ready to go up. Then, of course, we have all the ships and stuff out there in the Red Sea. And I saw a list this morning. You wouldn't believe the armament that's over there. And, of course, Lindsey Graham out there screaming that we need to basically wipe Iran off the map. And I don't know if you know that, but under human rights and stuff, that calling for any kind of ethnic genocide and stuff like that of people is in fact a crime. And it's even more a crime if it comes to pass. And I see that with a lot of these Israeli officers and stuff and high big wigs. They're basically saying the same thing about the people in Gaza there, is just to exterminate them. And I was watching one of Fetzer's shows earlier on one of his other platforms, Truth Versus News, I think it was. But Scott Bennett was talking about the fact about how the Israelis are losing the effects of the so-called anti-Semitism and the Holocaust, because their behavior is what's causing this, because for years it's been this sympathy thing, you know, and I understand, you know, the plight of what the Jews had gone through in World War II. A lot of it was imaginary, but there was a lot of deaths, and of not only that, of gypsies, Jehovah's Witnesses, homosexuals, political dissidents, you know. This is common during war, but this entire blaming the entire people of Gaza because they voted in Hamas, which I might add that Olmert had admitted that Israel funded Hamas. Bibi Netanyahu also admitted that they funded Hamas. And it's odd that you can find out how the U.S. had been training the Palestinian resistance, all this stuff. The whole thing is just it's like they say, kicking the hornet's nest, you know. And it's like they needed this to happen, even at a time now where we see millions dying from these alleged vaccines, which are basically gene editors, which I could play videos on that. It's never ending like that, you know. But they lied to everyone, especially Bayer, who said that if they had presented that to everyone as a gene editor, that no one would have taken it. Well, he would have said 95% of the people would have turned it down. And so they did all this emergency authorization stuff, and they come out with this mRNA technology, and it's backfiring. And I think that this is another reason why we're seeing this flare up over in the Middle East, is to cover the massive deaths that are being caused by these alleged vaccines. And we have the whistleblower from New Zealand, where 20% of the people that were vaccinated have passed away. It's sad over in UK, because whenever their parliament meets like that, the parliament is empty, and I don't know if that's because of their conscience, but we do have those in the EU, Claire Daly, and those that are speaking up against these alleged vaccines that have been causing so much problem, and the birth rates that are dropping and stuff. And it's just like, again, in 2010 when that article came out in one of those London papers that had Bill Gates featured on there, and it said depopulation by vaccines, you know. And Bill Gates is known for that. And you have to wonder if there's any law enforcement left in the world like that, that why people like Bill Gates releasing mosquitoes and stuff. This guy's a bioterrorist. And the same thing with that idiot at the WHO there, that Marxist, like that, basically ran out of his own country for the crap that he was doing, you know. And he was put in office there by Gavi through Bill Gates and stuff, which all receives private funding. And but the corruption is so bad, and even Boris Johnson, you listen to him, remember his father was a eugenist. And a lot of this is so weird because it comes right out of Germany, and with backing NATO, backing Ukraine, all the Azov battalion, I mean, it's like history never stopped. It's really sad there. So, and I know it's U.S. soldiers got ringed up on charges for urinating on the dead up there in Afghanistan. Well, don't you think it's interesting that this government here is supporting actual Nazis over there in Ukraine? Isn't that like urinating on all the graves of the veterans that fought in World War II? I mean, seriously, you know. Anyway, this is January 1st, as you know, and this is the date in 1959 where Fidel Castro's revolution toppled the U.S.-backed regime of the Batista, and this concluded a six-year guerrilla war over there. And I know a lot of people don't understand what's going on around the world here, but I can sum this up. The Greater Israel Project has been pushing the Arab Muslims out of the Middle East to make way for this Greater Israel. All this immigration's coming our way, but you'd have to understand what the CIA and stuff have done all through Latin America, the massive arms sales to ferment the drug wars and stuff. I shared a video with James Fetzer here not too long ago there. It showed the SWAT teams, the drug cartels. The drug cartels in Mexico have better armaments than the U.S. SWAT team do. And they're proud of it, too, you know. But, again, who trades with these guys to sell them the arms, the equipment? Like, it looks like MRAP vehicles, just like you see in the U.S. military, you know. These are all traced, you know, just like those ISIS trucks. The State Department bought those for ISIS. Actually, they're bought for the FSA over there in Syria, the so-called Syrian rebels. But they wound up in the hands of ISIS, you know, just like all those tow missiles, those infrared glasses and stuff, all wound up in the hands of ISIS. And then, of course, we now see ISIS over there in Ukraine. So the amount of deception and fraud here. And then, in a way, I kind of feel sorry for all these U.S. soldiers who have lost their lives like that because they're supposed to be fighting Al-Qaeda. Remember Brzezinski called Osama bin Laden a warrior of God and gave them the blessing over there in the, actually a Soviet warrior of God when the U.S. was using them as proxies. We have Hillary Clinton saying, well, we created Al-Qaeda. But all these fractions, just like this blowback from the CIA, and they always regurgitate these stories like this recent memoir thing of Osama bin Laden there. And I wondered why they did that on a certain date there, as well as where they said that in 2004, Osama had admitted that, well, he did have something to do with the thing, but Fox News ran the story that in 2001, it was December, that Osama had died. And so I don't know how he admitted to that. Of course, Mike Rivero years ago had commented about how these, and even James Corbett, that Osama kept getting younger and younger and younger, you know. So it's one massive military psyop there. But anyway, so if not content there, the U.S. again is back over there in Serbia. They're trying to ferment another coup over there. If you remember Kosovo and Serbia before, Ramsey Clark did a great video on that about what the U.S. did. It was a wonderful multicultural area. People were living in total peace and harmony. And then they started fermenting these, what we're now known as color revolutions. And then, of course, the death that ensued under Bill Clinton and stuff, you know. But, and, of course, a lot of that was to hide what Bill Clinton was doing. It took the took everyone's mind off the Hummer in the White House, if you know what I mean. But it seems like whenever there's a internal threat, the government always gives you an existential threat. UFOs, invisible viruses, stuff like that. Things that you can't do anything about like that. Plus, you have to admit, since the NSC 68 came out in the late 40s there, under the OSS/CIA, the amount of billions and billions and billions of dollars that have been poured into U.S. national security. I have a video I like. What's it called? Destination Tokyo. And it's with Cary Grant. And it's where one of the sub guys, after they shoot down a Jap, he stabs one of the crewmen, Mike, in the back, and Carrie comes down after the funeral and starts talking about how bad the Japs are. You know, by five, they're proficient at the samurai sword. They can put a gun together by 12, but like that, you know. And when I first heard that, I kept thinking, gee, when I grew up there, it was G.I. Joe, these little green army men. Today, it's a constant use of camo underwear for babies, all the video games, Call of Duty and stuff. It's a war society, and it just keeps going. Not to mention all the movies to prep you into this Rambo and all this stuff like that. You know, we're built on a war society. Of course, Rambo and that stuff was to keep the kids interested for Red Dawn. That's when allegedly the Soviets, the Cubans, and the Nicaraguans were able to fly in over Colorado, parachute down onto a football field to get their butts whooped like that, you know. You're not supposed to ask how they bypassed all that national security to get over Colorado to do that, though, you know. But again, you know, they keep bilking the American taxpayers for billions of dollars, and we're not supposed to ever be secure. But everyone I've ever heard at the CIA say, you know, the United States is the most secure country in the world. However, when your own government leaves open the borders or is suing the state of Texas and stuff like that because of immigration, these are all planned. This, and everyone's heard this before, that whenever America falls, it'll fall from within. So it's the Quislings that we have within the government that are bound and determined to either financially or whatever bankrupt this country, take it down. There's even a report here a while back. There were a top rabbi said that America is failing as a superpower and Israel must step up to be the new world superpower. Well, that's part of this whole thing about this third temple and rebuilding Israel and billions of dollars, which Americans can't afford, can't even keep Americans. I was just watching the news this morning there about the fact of how many homes are going into foreclosure, cars that are being repoed, the jobless claims. And again, they built no infrastructure for the immigrants, so they're just sleeping on the streets unless Newsom there, Gruesome Newsom, has China come to town. Then, of course, he cleans it up, you know. Or maybe a rogue wave down there. that was the latest one, you know. Maybe these rogue waves that are showed up down there in California there will help clean up poop off the street, you know. But it's like the whole country has lost its moral sense. And I was talking to one of my ham radio friends here, but, you know, we don't recall ever seeing this. Yeah, there might have been a slum here and now, like, you know, every once in a while. But never in your big cities like Los Angeles, stuff like that. Those were pristine areas like that, you know. Even Las Vegas, you look at the crime and stuff going up. In, what was it, Chicago, I think they said to end crime, they want to do reparations there too. So basically, instead of enforcing the law, which basically they want to defund law enforcement, but instead of enforcing the law, they want to just start paying people to stay home and don't rob people. I couldn't get insurance on my house here because of my dogs. Apparently that's racist, the type of dogs that I have. However, if my dogs are robbing stores, you know, Walmarts or something like that, or diamond jewelry stores, stuff like that, I guess that's okay, but my dogs are a problem. Then I hear they're giving these immigrants housing now. I wonder if they have insurance, let alone a job to pay for the house. I don't think Americans realize exactly how bad it is. And I don't blame the immigrants. That's one thing I don't do, because I know from what, you know, years of reading the CIA and stuff, what has been done to those countries, the massive sanctions, the destruction of their countries, putting cement in their milk in Cuba, turning their warfare against children. It's no different than the first war over in the Gulf there, where Madeleine Albright admits to killing 500,000 children, that the price was worth it. I think it's one big, huge depopulation agenda, if you ask me, and it's been going on. The Korean War, 1 million people, Vietnam, 3 million. And the list goes on, all down Central America and through the Contras, Panama, the two Gulf Wars. Syria is now up to 600 and some odd thousand. Libya, slavery in Libya. This is all done, and the one thing I can't stand the most is pluralism. I am so sick and tired of hearing people like Blinken saying that the United States stands with, or that we, or our country stands with. I hate it being added that. That's like someone saying that, yeah, well, when we bombed Iraq. I didn't bomb Iraq. Don't put my name on your war crimes. And now we're supposed to all hate Russia. Article I got this morning said that the Biden wants to send U.S. troops over to Ukraine to fight Russia. I mean, I just can't believe what's going on. And here's another one for you. This, darn it. This was in the news today. It says humans may be fueling global warming by breathing. A new study. Okay, humans. But what's the other one say here? Let me open this up. It says minorities in the U.S. breathe in more air pollution caused by white people. There you go. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. You're listening to Authentic News. This is Keith Rogers at the top of the hour here. I'll open up the phone lines here in just a minute. I want to read off that last article here, though. It says, minorities in the U.S. breathe in more air pollution caused by white people. And then down below it says, black and Hispanic people are disproportionately exposed to air pollution produced by white people, a study analyzing personal consumption has found. This shows you exactly what we're in a culture wars, and this is why, even with the immigrants and stuff, I don't blame them because their lives are being upset too. They're being pushed out. A lot of it's economic and stuff because of what the U.S. government has done, just deliberately destroying their economies. As Nixon said when the Chile was going on with Kissinger, make the economy scream, you know. In Berlin this morning, they released a thing here that says Berlin government is offering their children a pro-prostitution picture book intended to teach them that sex trade is safe and enjoyable to children. Rosie Needs Money is the book. You can look it up, which is written from the perspective of a little girl is targeted at age 6 to 12. Isn't that wonderful? And I have one more video that I wanted to get to here. It's the this one here. I'll stick it in the chat there for Skype there. But this video is funnier than heck there. That's not it. Well, here. Yeah, let's go ahead and play this video here. This is on insurance. Listen to what this gal is saying. This is about war and insurance companies. If my board op there will play that video there, okay? Well, that's fine. Well, I'm in no hurry. All right, then this other one from Roseanne Barr is what I want played. It is hilarious. But, oh, you can play the first one if you want. It's just on insurance companies now about trying to get insurance there and what they cover and what they don't cover. And war is listed as something that's not being covered now. So what's coming? Didn't I do that? I'm sorry. My bad. All right. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead and play it.
This is something that made me go, As you may know, I have had my insurance license in the state of California for over a decade. And when I was reviewing policies for 2024, I noticed this new exclusion. Look here, this is under exclusions and expenses not covered on a 2024 Cigna health policy. Treatment of an injury or sickness which is due to war, declared or undeclared, riot, or insurrection. This is not typical. This is an insurance policy from United last year for 2023, and the language typically reads like this: what happens with my coverage under extraordinary circumstances? And it says in cases of disaster, epidemic, war, riot, insurrection, that they will do their best to provide the services you need. But now take a look at United's 2024 health insurance policy, another exclusion, T, war. We do not cover an illness, treatment, or medical condition due to war, declared or undeclared. Cigna and United aren't the only ones that have changed their language excluding war from their policies. Anthem has also done this, and it just makes you wonder, why in the world would that be the case? As always, let me know what you think about all of this down below.
All right. I want to set up this next video here. This is Roseanne Barr talking, okay? And it's about the Jews. She's Jewish, and she's talking to one of her Jewish co-hosts like that. And the reason I want to set this up this way is because when you hear of a U.S. soldier raping an Iraqi boy or five or six soldiers shooting some Iraqi girls after they've raped them and then digging the bullets out, or some soldiers up in Afghanistan that were cutting the fingers off of dead Afghan civilians. You can read that in the Afghan papers too, by the way. Or over in Japan there, at that air base over there, naval base. of raping the Japanese. You know, it's what they call a few bad apples. Well, that's what they always try to pass it off on. You know, just a few bad apples like that, you know. The problem is, though, is when you draw attention to it like that, it's supposed to, signal that there's something wrong, you know. It's just like, as an American, are you supposed to always support America or Americans? That'd be like saying that, yeah, we went over to Jeffrey Dahmer's house and had great ribs, and I brought the spare ribs home like that for my dogs to chew on. I mean, well, he's American, isn't he? And I get so sick and tired.